Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
Hi, this is Dale Calvert. I'd like to welcome you to this session. We're going to kind of get deep into a topic that I've never really heard anybody talk about. I hope for some of you this will be exactly what the doctor ordered, that this will provoke a major thought for you. I know some of you listening, you have just an unexplainable passion for your products, usually because your life has been altered in an unbelievable way. And a lot of times this creates conflict and confusion, and I hope this will help you. For leaders where this does not apply at all, I promise you over your career, you're going to have somebody that's going to really need to hear what I'm getting ready to share in this session. I hope you'll make a note of it and use it as a resource that will help you in the future. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate your comments. Appreciate your support in all that we're doing at Network Marketing Support Services, MLMHelp.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week on another session of the MLMSuccess.com podcast. I've got a couple of very important points that I want to make to you guys that are plugged in with us every single week. And I'm primarily talking to people that have been involved are involved with a network marketing opportunity. They absolutely fell in love with the products and feel almost obligated to share the products with other people. That's really who I'm talking to tonight. As I go through this, I'm going to make a couple key points to leaders that are with us every single week that I hope you'll remember, because you will need. Some of you need now, and if you don't need it now, you're going to need it as you move forward in your network marketing adventure. So I appreciate you. We did something different this week. We really tried to get this webinar information. Let me make sure I'm recording or they're going to kill me. Okay. We wanted to get this information in front of people that, again, just have a love and a passion for their products, to the point that they feel obligated to share it with other people. Now, for the first time guests, I appreciate you being with us tonight. The first thing you should ask yourself is, who is this person and why should I be listening to him? I want to tell you right up front, I don't have any company to try to back you into. I don't have a big sales pitch to try to sell you my, $1,427 course that's going to have everybody beating down your door to buy products. Nothing like that. My name is Dale Calvert. I got involved in the network marketing industry when I was 20 years old. My sponsor quit 2 weeks after I joined. Thankfully, Sony came out with an invention called a Walkman. And on my full-time job, I was able to listen to audios for 8 hours a day. Over 7,500 hours my first 3 years. I listened to audios 8 to 10 hours a day, every day for my first 5 years in the industry. I still probably listen to more and go through more training programs than anybody I know. But it created a different perspective on network marketing, team building, what it was going to take to really build this. I was an average person with above average desire. When I got started, I was living in this little 600 square foot home, you see, driving a beat up Chevette. It took me longer to make six figures a year than anybody I've ever met. It took me 5 years to get out of my job. It took me 9 years to make 92,000, but my 10th year jumped to 252, my 11th, 1.1 million. My 13th was 3.3 million. My 14th year was 3.8 million. And it should happen like that, in my opinion, because once things started rolling and once we started having success, we had a lot of people behind us that were having success. They had people behind them that were coming down the road and having success. They had people behind them that were coming down the path, the road to success. And then those people had people that just got started, but they had their 20 reasons and their top 50 names to practice with. Did you guys hear that? I've never said that before. That's worth going back and listening to. Some of you leaders that have been here for a while. But anyway, down the road, this is the house, dream home we built in central Kentucky where we raised my three daughters on 100 acres, 16,000 square foot home. So, you know, I got involved in the profession because I didn't want a boss and I wanted to make six figures a year and be free. That's really why I got involved in the profession. But that's my background. About a year ago, I got to a point where I decided, you know what? I've got some valuable concepts, ideas to get in the market. Nobody else is teaching what I know, what I've lived, what I've experienced. And we started doing these webinars every Thursday night. We have a couple of podcasts, and it's been an awesome experience, but it's just started. You can learn more about me than you would ever want to know. You can go to MLMhelp.com, download this DVD, and it'll tell you a lot more information and details. And again, I believe that you should always ask, who is this person and why am I listening to them? I just believe that. I think that's prudent. Now, here's really why I wanted to talk about this tonight. I've been in Kentucky last couple of weeks. Actually, we're doing major recording. We're making some adjustments and to the training club CDs and the website, and been working with people to get all that done this last couple of weeks. And I was watching the local news, and a 30-second spot came on for a network marketing company on the news, on our local news. It was paid for and ran by a distributor from that company. It wasn't company sponsored. It was a distributor that had invested their hard-earned money into a 30-second TV spot. Over the last year, I have talked to people that have run half-page ads in the Wall Street Journal. I've talked to people that committed thousands of dollars to billboard advertising. And yes, I'm talking about on the highways, billboard advertising. And I realize this is something I've never really talked about. I've experienced off and on since we started back in 1980. But it's probably more common than we want to admit. And I just felt like I needed to share some concepts and ideas tonight, because in the network marketing profession, every company all over the world, there's a lot of good people who have a passion to help people, who've wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars because they've never been taught are taking the time to learn basic marketing and promotional skills. Now, 30 years ago, or 35 years ago when I started, I was probably one of those people. Not bad, because I didn't have a lot of money to waste. And as I was thinking about this, about 8 years ago, I consulted for a company that had been in business about 2 years. I'm not going to get into major details, but I went and met with the owner. The owner had of this company had made millions of dollars in an unrelated business. And he was having health problems. He got on a product that transformed his life. Transformed it. He got so excited about it that he decided to start to have a company manufacture his own brand of this product. And he felt like, okay, I'm going to start one of those network marketing things. And he invested over $1 million in infrastructure, cold storage facilities, and I'm not going to get into all the details, but over $1 million. And he built it, and he just knew that everybody was going to come, and no one did. So, again, if I'm talking to you tonight, if you've run TV promotions or whatever, look, you're not the only one. This guy was a multimillionaire that went down this same path. Okay, so I've seen it from people that, you know, put their last $1,000 on a credit card to do some promotion that they never should have done. And I've seen people that have invested millions of dollars. And I can tell you other stories of company owners, same thing happened. And I just want to address this tonight. Now, yes, we see some companies that are spending money, you know, that I don't understand why they're spending it. And again, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but if your company sponsors NASCAR racing, then you know who you are. And I would love to have the opportunity to speak with somebody at corporate about how they can use that money to really move their volume in their business forward. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So we have people here again tonight from many, many, many different companies, many people that are passionate about your product. Maybe it was life altering for you and you feel obligated to share this product. This is who this is for. For the Training Club leaders and the Leadership Development Academy members, look, if you don't have people like this right now on your team, you're going to run into people like this. And I'm going to step back for, well, let me just continue and then I have a real important point I want to make. It's different on the inside looking out than it is on the outside looking in. And people tend to think if I advertise it, they will come. They're going to come. And when I've run into this over the years, I've asked people, and we'll use billboards, we could use TV commercials, we could use anything. But if you hadn't had the experience that you had with the product, now stay with me here. And this is going to be important, guys, because you're going to need to, there's going to become a time when leadership is going to have to do the right thing. So hear me. I've asked people, if you didn't have the experience that you had with the product and you were driving down the road and you saw the billboard that you just paid huge amount of money for, would you have called the number? Would you have visited the website? Honestly. And most people say, oh, yeah, I definitely would. And I said, wait a minute, let's back up. Honestly, it's just me and you. You're busy. You got things going on in life. We're all busy. We're busy, busy, busy. And you're telling me you drive down the highway and you would take the time to write down a number on a billboard showing a bottle of some kind of juice or a powder or something just because it would grab your attention and just make you have to respond? I mean, be honest here. And that's what I find fascinating, and that's what you're going to find fascinating, is people think after they've had a life-altering experience, it clouds their judgment because they think everybody's going to want this. Now, I felt that way when I started about the concept of residual income and the business opportunity. I knew everybody was going to want to do this. Okay, so again, some people, it's because they have such a life-altering experience with the product. And as a leader, you're going to have people like this. And what some leaders do and have done, oh, you want to run a TV commercial. And in the leadership, in the leader's mind, they're thinking, well, if they sell 8 or 10 jars, it's going to help my check. That's a bad attitude. That's the wrong attitude. Leadership cannot let people do things that are not going to work because it might add a few extra dollars to their check. And again, I could talk from a lot of experience about this because some of you know that, you know, we had one of the most successful infomercials ever on TV, ran throughout the United States. It aired all over the United States and Canada a few years ago. Very, very successful program. And it was connected to our company and with our organization. But we did not allow brand new people to participate in that program because we knew that they didn't have the track record, the skill sets yet to make the numbers work. And we had people wanting to, Dale, I want to buy 3 shows on Fox this coming weekend. I've already called. I can do it for $3,000. And they wanted to do it, and we would not allow it because it was not the way to build a business. You can't throw money at the business and think people are going to come. It takes a level of experience, and that's really one of my main points tonight. You got to be careful with your advertising because you can spend a lot of money, I mean thousands, and especially when you start getting into TV, billboards, and some traditional advertising. Now, with that said, I believe that the power of advertising is the ability to create a database. And we've been, again, teaching this from the direct mail days, which we still do direct mail in some of our other business models that we operate, but from direct mail and then from email today. And I believe a database is an asset. And I also believe that if you're consistent with your advertising and network marketing and you continue to get your message in the marketplace, that at some point you will get back 10 times every penny that you ever invested in an advertising campaign. I believe that. The challenge is some people are going to blow thousands of dollars on 30-second TV commercials with zero or little return, and then they're out of the program because it didn't work. And again, I believe the only reason and the majority of people that do this are people that have life-altering experiences with products, and it clouds their judgment. And I just needed to address this because I tell you, when I saw that, it made me sad. And I'm not going to mention the company or the distributor or anything, but it made me sad because I'm thinking, you know, this is not going to be effective. And, You know, you could have mailed 100 postcards and had 6 or 7 calls guaranteed, and instead, you know, spent big bucks, commitment, and it's just not going to work. And if it did work, it would never duplicate. If you did get some customers or you did have some people join, what would you do with them after they joined? See, these people probably have never been taught the core fundamentals of building this type of business. Now, this is important for everybody. I believe that when you're building a program like this, you're building a team, you're developing a customer base, you should have an advertising budget that comes from your profits. From your profits. 10%. A lot of you, you know, I've talked to you one-on-one about this. 10% of your profits go into an advertising budget. A maximum of 100%. When I first started, I did not need my check to live on. I had a good job at IBM in Lexington. At least that's what my relatives told me. So every bit of mine went back into my business account for business expenses and what I needed to do to move my business forward. But see, what happens is a lot of times people get fired up and excited and they don't have an advertising budget. They've not made any profits yet. And they say, okay, I'm going to put this billboard up and I'm going to have hundreds of customers. And it's not going to happen under any circumstances ever. Okay? It's a clouded judgment that comes from a passion for the product. Effective local warm market promotion will always be the best way to launch and promote your business and your products. We have a webinar on this, MLMhelp.com, sponsor more. I'm not going to repeat that webinar. People like to do business with people that they know, or at least people in their own community, but not because they saw it on a billboard or because they saw it on TV. Now, I want to make it very clear tonight, and I've already said it, but I want to make it extremely clear. I have the opportunity to talk to you tonight, not because of any particular product, because I got sold on residual income. That was it. When I started, there was only 5 or 6 or 7 companies in the market that used this business model. There wasn't thousands that come and go all the time. The residual income is what got my attention. Now, I developed a belief in the products because I used them and I got results. I could tell a difference in how I felt. But, okay, I got started in the network marketing business model at a time when nobody even considered taking a nutritional product. And I was in the vitamin. I had nutritional products. If you went to the grocery store, you might find one-a-days and Theragram M. They'd be on the bottom of the shelf. You'd have to dust them off before you could buy them because they were just sitting there. Nobody was buying any kind of nutritional products. Okay, people thought I was absolutely crazy. Now, I believed in the products. I got a little bit educated on the products because I would go to big events and they would have a couple of doctors speak along with people that were, you know, changing their life with the residual income. So I got sold on the products. I got a little bit educated and I became a product of the product and I could honestly tell a difference. But it wasn't the products that got me in. So I'm not trying to tell you guys, look, I know exactly, you know, what you're feeling and I understand the experience and all. I don't personally, but I have seen it for over 35 years with different people. So I believe the network marketing offers the best business model in the world for the average people with above average desire to create generational wealth. And see, I know some people, they don't even like the thought of generational wealth, or they don't, you know, money is the root of all evil. And that's not what it says. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money builds hospitals and builds churches and supports big brothers and big sisters. And money takes on the characteristic of who owns it. And my perception over the years is a lot of people, for some reason, that have really life-altering results from products. And I don't know why this is, okay? I'm just, and again, I might be totally off base. But my perception is a lot of times they have I just want to go out there and make a difference and save the world. And almost with that is this money is evil attitude. Now, I might be talking to somebody directly, like with a 2x4 right now. And then some of you think, well, Dale, I don't think money is the evil. I think I understand, you know, I can do a lot of good with money. I can help even more people if I have money, not just the product, but the product will help people I know from my personal experience. But if I had extra income, I could help a lot of worthwhile charities and causes that I believe in. And all I am saying is get clear on that emotionally with yourself. Many network marketing leaders, as you know, and again, I'm talking to passionate product people tonight. And as you know, many network marketing leaders have a sales, marketing, or small business background. I get it. I call these people 3%ers. Really, there's a possibility you feel uncomfortable around these people because you don't have the gift of gab like they do. You don't have that, whatever that X factor that 3% of the population have. I get that. I understand that. I believe that up to 85% of distributor organizations in almost any company today, a lot of them were satisfied product users and customers first, and they kind of get a glimpse of the residual income potential. Because maybe that, like me, they go to an event and they go to hear the doctor talk about the products or the research scientists or if you're marketing a service, you know, the person that put the service package together and you're interested in, you know, prepaid legal service or debt consolidation or whatever it might be. And that's an interest for you. And while you're there to learn about the product or service, you get a glimpse of the unbelievable residual income power of this business model. But you're kind of there for the product, but you're thinking, my gracious, you know, you see people maybe walk across the stage and you're thinking, my goodness, if they can do it, I know I can do it. If they can do it, I know I can do it. You know, I got a master's degree in XYZ. You know, they said they didn't hardly make it out of the seventh grade before they quit school. So there are all these emotions and all these paradigms and these thoughts are going through people's minds. And it's very conflicting because a lot of times people that know the product changed their life, they go into the marketplace, and because the eighth grader that dropped out or the seventh grader that dropped out's made $1 million, then they know because of their formal education, they're going to make $1 million, and they'll probably do it 10 times quicker than the eighth grader did. And there's a lot of conflict, and I'm just trying to address the fact that there's going to be conflict. You know, it was really interesting today that I actually had a conversation with an oral surgeon who's involved in network marketing, probably with us tonight. And again, it's very conflicting and it's very unsettling for people. And I've had people that were totally sold out on the products that quit going to events because they couldn't stand to see another person walk across the stage that they knew had no more on the ball than they did. And so I'm going to try to help you here tonight. And what I'm really trying to do is say, look, it's normal. You're okay. You're going to be okay. I believe from observation, when people get sold out on the products, they take one of five paths real quickly. And the first one is kind of ignorance on fire. I call them bull and china shop people. They go out and maybe they're a conversationalist, maybe they're not, but they start creating conversations every day with everybody that they meet. And they think that's what's required to build a customer base and create the residual income that they hear about. And the first thing I want to communicate tonight, uncomfortable conversations are not necessary and not recommended. You can learn how to comfortably expose people to your products, comfortably, naturally. You can. Okay, so what happens a lot of times, again, people sold out on the products, they go to an event and they hear somebody get on stage and says, you know, they talk to everybody they talk to every day. They had 900 conversations their first year, and from the 900, 47 people joined and blah, blah, blah. And they think, okay, that's what I need to do. And it's not their gift. It's not their strength. They're not conversationalists. But they think that's what they have to do. So some people go down that road. Some people go down, oh, I have to be a salesperson. You know, I got to be a great salesperson. And they think about the different parties they've gone to over the years, and they try to take on that kind of persona, and it's not them. And they get into this convincing mode. You know, there's people out there today that couldn't sell. They could not sell go pieces for pennies if their life depended on it. It's just not their gift. It's not their strength. And they think, well, I've got to do that. I've got to learn how to sell. I got to buy Secrets of Closing the Sale by Zig Ziglar, and that's what I'm going to do. And the reality is amateurs try to convince professionals sort. A large majority of people in the last 15 years have went online and bought the foo-foo dust. People telling people, look, you can do this very comfortably. Just start a blog. And now, you know, they get down the road a year, two, 3 years, and their blog looks like a billboard in the middle of the desert. And then they're told, well, just go on YouTube and start talking to people and people, you know, build your audience and all this. And again, there's nothing wrong with learning, with reading Secrets of Closing the Sale by Zig Ziglar. There's nothing wrong with creating conversations with people that you feel like are underemployed. There's nothing wrong with starting a blog or doing a YouTube video, but there's a time and place for everything. There's a path. There's a sequential process to getting to that point. Some people are sold out on the product and they're smart enough to know that they don't have the confidence, the skill set, or the mindsets to develop a team of people. I would say that that's where the category I fell into. I knew I didn't know, but I knew I was willing to learn. And that's a lot of training club members, quite frankly. You know, they're learning. They know that they've got to learn and implement. And again, I think the key factor here, especially in today's world, is who are you learning from? Who is this person? Why should I be listening to them? The world is full of people that talk the talk that have never walked the walk. The industry is full of people that made a full-time income, but never taught anybody else how to make a full-time income. And in network marketing, it's not about you. It's about your team long-term if you want to make residual income. It's about developing a team. And one of the main things I want to say is you don't have to be a bull in China closet to do that. You don't have to have that type of natural instincts and gifts to do it. You can do it very comfortably and logically, but you got to do it, and you got to do a lot of it, because like a billboard on the highway, your exposure, there's nothing you can do that's going to create a 50% response rate in any market. There's nothing you can, Dale, you don't understand. There's 22,000 cars a day that drive on this road. Look, you got sold on something that's not going to give you a return at any point in time. It's okay. That's okay. No big deal. Just don't do it once. Don't do it again. A wise person learns from their own mistakes. A really wise person learns from the mistakes of others. I say quite often, I made enough mistakes my first 3 years for everybody listening to me tonight all over the world. And by the way, when I say that, I just got to give a quick shout out to my biking friends. You guys are amazing. You get up, 3 or 4 in the morning to get on these webinars live. My buddies in Norway, I just got to say hi to you guys. I saw you earlier. I just needed to mention that. And I know we have people from different countries, but all over the world, and I get that, and I appreciate every one of you. But I did see my biking buddies on here tonight, so I just wanted to say hi to both of you. Number 5. Worse than the first 4 combined. Worse than the first 4 combined is people that get involved in the network marketing profession. They have a sales, marketing, or small business background. I call these people 3%ers. And they can get their business off the ground with the skill sets, mindsets, and credibility they enter the industry with. They get it off the ground. And depending on timing and product market and a lot of other things, sometimes it really gets off the ground. Sometimes it really moves forward. And here's what happens to those people a lot of times is it's like you have all these people saying, how did you do it? What do I need to do? How do I do this? And honestly, they had some good stuff when they started, and they worked really hard, and they went through a lot of numbers, and the thing worked for them. And so their answer is always talk to more people. So when it's always talk to more people, when somebody comes to them and say, what do you think about this billboard? There's 22,000 cars that drive by here every day, and you're supposed to be a leader because you have a title. You're a triple diamond ambassador with a cherry on top of it. But you really don't have the system or the plan how to help. You're the leader. And somebody comes to you and they say, well, yeah, that'd be good. Do that. And again, I've been around this forever, guys. I don't know much about anything, but I've seen this play out multiple times, and I've never really talked about it much, and I've never addressed it. And I just felt like I needed to tonight. So if you're here tonight, say, Dale, look, I love the product. It changed my life. I have a passion for it. Hear what I'm communicating. What if you could honestly and ethically share the products that you're passionate about with those that you care about in a natural, comfortable way? Because what I found is a lot of people that have a passion for the product, if they don't have the gift of being a conversationalist, they're uncomfortable even though they're totally sold out on the products. They're comfortable in the marketplace, uncomfortable in the marketplace. And I think the first thing that you need to ask yourself and really get firm with is, should you? And see, some people think, Dale, I have to. It's not that I should. It's that I have to. My life was changed. I have to let other people know about it. And then some people think, well, you know, Dale, I just don't know if I'm cut out for this type of business. No. And again, not everybody is, but again, I think it's because the perception about what this type of business is has been tainted by multiple different personality types. And you know, the only way I know to communicate this is, again, if I pull up to a Starbucks in Texas, they're not going to say, howdy, welcome to Starbucks. Good to have you. And if we pull up to a Starbucks in Boston, Massachusetts, they're not going to say, go Red Sox, go Patriots. Hey, welcome to Starbucks. Oh, Starbucks is very unified, therefore it can be duplicated. Network marketing is extremely diversified, therefore it's hard for it to be duplicated. So should you pursue this because you've seen this residual income possibility, should you? And I think the best question you can ask yourself is, where will you be in 5 years if you keep doing what you're doing today? And some of you say, well, Dale, I'll be fine. You know, I got a great job, great company. Or Dale, I own a business. I'm happy in my business. Okay. So it's not from a financial standpoint. That's fine. But where are you going to be if it is the passion that you have to share the product going to go away? Is it going to leave you? Probably not. And I think for a lot of people, the big question is, could you do this if you decided to? If you had proper training direction, could you do it? You've seen other people. Could you do it? Could you do it? And my sincere answer is, anybody can do it if they're on the right road and they don't try to take the detours. I'm in Kentucky. When I go back to Georgia, I'm supposed to go right straight down I-75, not taking any detours. If I want to go from Georgia to Florida, I'm going to go right down I-75. I'm going to follow the map. And I promise you, if I didn't understand the road and I had a concept of where Georgia was, and I took it on my own with no perception, no path to follow, I might end up in Canada. It's the path. It's the track. I want you to think about tonight how you were exposed to the product or the products that you're passionate about. How were you exposed? Personally, how did you find out? I'm amazed how many people say, well, I was online and I was just looking for, you know, this, and I found a distributor and I got started on the product, and then I bought the product wholesale. And then it's like, you know, I'm amazed at how many people that I talk to just kind of found it. But a lot of you were, it was shared with you. And the odds are, if you were invited to be with us tonight, it was shared with you honestly and ethical in a very natural and comfortable way, because there's a good chance that it was shared with you by a training club member, people that are with us every Thursday night. So it was easy, it was honest, and it was ethical. Now, the third question is, were you sold or did you sell yourself? And I'm not saying they didn't encourage you to try it. They might have said, look, try it. You know, it's worked for me. It'll work for you. There's a money back guarantee. I'm not saying you weren't encouraged, but I can pretty much guarantee you, if you were invited to be here tonight by one of your team upline leaders, there was probably no arm twisting or any kind of pressure or uncomfortableness going on when you were exposed to the product. You looked at it. It made sense. You basically got the, you know, said, hey, I have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And you sold yourself. And some of you are probably here tonight because initially you just wanted to support somebody that you knew, maybe a relative or somebody, a coworker. You wanted to support them in their endeavor. But then you, and while you were trying to support them, you got just totally sold out on the product. That's common. What I have seen over the years is those that are sold with a secret to closing the sales technique, and they're sold, many times they never open the bottle. They never open the jar. They never open their enrollment kit for the new service that they purchased. That does nobody any good. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, you don't have to, again, you can do this honestly, ethically, in a natural and comfortable way. The other thing I would like for you to consider tonight is, what profession allows you to become one of the top 1% income earners in the world without a formal education? Without a formal education. Now, I did not say education is not required. And as the great philosopher Jim Rohn said, formal education will make you a living. If you become self-educated, you will create a fortune. Self-education creates fortunes. Michael Hyatt, I love this quote. He said, many of the top leaders in our, Michael Hyatt said, if you want to become a great leader, you must first become a great follower. Many of the top leaders in network marketing started their careers as product consumers and retail customers. That's how they got started. They got sold out on the product. And some of them just, you know, went out and just worked their rear end off and, you know, through sheer numbers, moved forward. And, you know, that's very common in this profession. Those of you that are with us tonight and you've had a life-altering benefit from your products or value, you're a value to your company. You're a value, extreme valuable to your company. The network marketing profession can make an unbelievable positive impact on people around the world, not just from products, but also through the income upside potential. If you're sold out and passionate on your products, the question I would ask you to consider is, how can you help the most people? How can you make the biggest impact on other people? If you're just a still, I'm here tonight because I am absolutely sold out on this product, and I saw that my leader invited me to come on tonight, and I'm sold out, and that's why I'm here. My question to you is, how? Think about this. How can you help the most people? Through a personal direct sales, your personal direct sales each month, which there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to do, that's awesome. That's awesome. But what about if you built a well-trained team that creates thousands of new customers. Now, I'm not saying one's right, one's wrong. I think it's obvious this is not a trick question because, again, you know, some people say, well, Dale, I just want to go out and I just want to share it with a few people and that's all I want to do. And that's fine. But I just want you to consider that if you built a team, and you can build a team, you can learn it, you can do it. I don't care what your background is or isn't. And if you did build a team, teams create thousands of new customers on a monthly basis. So I'm just, again, I don't have a dog in the hunt, guys. I don't have a dog in the hunt. Okay. I don't have a product or company or I'm trying to commit, you know, say, hey, you need to do this. You need to, I'm just trying to give you things to consider because the last thing in the world I want to see is people spending hundreds or thousands of dollars they have on a TV commercial with the thought, if I build it, if I put it out there, customers are going to come. Here's my suggestion. Begin with the end in mind. Say, well, Dale, what does that mean? It will take about the same amount of time to build a retail customer base as it will a large duplicating organization. You're going to spend, you know, some of you listen to me tonight. You cannot not share the product. Hopefully we established that earlier. I mean, it's just, you're obligated. You feel obligated. You're obligated to share the product. If I'm speaking to you and you're obligated and you're going to be spending time with a little bit of a game plan and strategy behind that time over a few months, maybe a couple years, you really could build a large duplicating organization of people. Or you could build a large customer base. I believe the difference between the two is some people develop a strategy early and say, you know what? I want to affect the most people I possibly can. And the way to do that is through developing a team. And that's how I'm going to touch the most people. It's through developing a team. And again, I think all I'm trying to do tonight is just provoke thought and say, you know, what is your best game plan? What's the best game plan for you the next 3 to 5 years? Because you know, I don't know. I do know and have communicated with hundreds of people from many different companies that cannot not share the product. Now, I hope I've already established, I wasn't one of those people. I was someone that could not share the concept of residual income. Okay, and again, this is over 35 years ago. So, I do want to share this with you. I try to cover this on every webinar we do. There's only 5 core systems that you have to master to do this business model. There's 5 core systems. I really believe right now you have more upside potential than any time in history. The people that master the 5 core systems, I see it. I feel it. The next 5 years will be amazing for those people. And after that, it's just going to be Katie bar the door. But you launch in your warm market, in your local market, the numbers and the odds, that's where you're going to win. You develop a simple customer acquisition system with a referral system. And we teach all of these. You master a 2-step recruiting process. You implement a member retention system. And you master lead generation, and again, correctly, you know, with your advertising budget, you know, your advertising budget. And again, advertising budget, that comes from profits, not from your full-time profession's paycheck. It comes from profits from your business. And 95% of the content that we produce and that we've produced in the last 5 years is just focused really on these areas. This is it. It's it. That's all you have to do. And anybody can do it. And I know I can teach anybody to do it. I know that. I've done it. Track record is there. So, there's several webinars that I talk about all this in more detail. It's available to everybody here tonight free of charge. This one is how to get to $10,000 a month in network marketing, the MLMhelp.com 10K webinar. This is how to launch your business. You know, it's all here. It's all, yeah, it's available to you guys. My main message I wanted to communicate to network marketers, people that are involved with different companies, you have a true passion about your product, is you're valuable. You're valuable and you're needed in this profession. You bring credibility to the profession. And again, I know a lot of times you have conflict. You don't need to have conflict. And I understand from many conversations, you know, a lot of times the terms and the jargon that's used in this business model can be confusing. Just like it would be if you were involved in any other business model. It's not network marketing that's confusing. It's, you know, you're playing in a sandbox maybe you've never played in before. So it all can be confusing. But you can master the skill sets and the mindsets required to build a team. What skill sets and mindsets that you don't have right now can be developed? That having the gift of gab is not required to build a network marketing organization. Being a direct salesperson is not required to build a network marketing organization. All that is required is that you're teachable and you're willing to follow a path that has been proven. That's all. That's because the real product in network marketing is people. Because the real income is built from teams. Teams are built with people. That's where the real residual income gets involved. You know, I've said many times on these Thursday night webinars, look, if you just want to become a sales professional and do well, sell yachts, sell something that has a huge price tag, sell something huge. Okay. And I believe that as well. The wealth from network marketing, the generational wealth that can be created comes from building teams. Some of the best people to build teams are people that are passionate customers of the products first. So you can check out the recorded webinars. They're all at MLMhelp.com. The last thing I really want to share tonight, one of the last things, if tonight created some thought for some of you, if you've got some questions, I hope that you will contact the person that invited you to this presentation, if you were personally invited. Now, again, we did a lot of promotion this week to try to get in front of people and multiple companies that were head over heels in love with our products. Because I feel strongly about what I've attempted to communicate tonight. But if somebody invited you, and I know many of you are here tonight because somebody invited you, the odds are they're a member of our training club. They have been exposed in great detail to the 5 steps that I covered earlier. And they're on that path more than likely themselves, and they can help you come down that path. So they're probably ready to support you. I know they are if they invited you to be with us tonight. So I just want to encourage you, don't let what we've talked about go in one ear and out the other. The bottom line, some of you I know are going to have to be sharing the product for the rest of your life. You can't not do it. So if you're going to do it, maximize the number of people that you can affect when you do it. I hope that makes sense. Again, this is a real off-the-wall webinar tonight. Very off-the-wall. But it's like, you know what? I've never talked about it. I've seen it. You know, I saw it in the infomercial days. I've seen it with different people. And there's nothing that I just can't stand it when somebody says, Dale, you know, I ran a quarter page ad in the Wall Street Journal. I had 11 calls and 10 of them were people trying to recruit me into their program. Makes you want to cry, especially if they didn't have the money to burn. So we do these webinars every week, MLMSuccessWebinar.com. That will put you on the notification list. Those of you that are with me every week, I appreciate you guys. I just do. So many of you are coming down the road. Debbie, I know you're with me tonight in Idaho, and your team is with me tonight. I know that. And I just want to say I got your email this week about, you know, this whole building a franchise approach to network marketing is finally really clicking with me. I'm really starting to see it. I got your email. I was going to put it in tonight, and I just didn't get to it. But, you know, we have a ton of people in Idaho and you know, all over the United States, you know, that are listening to our podcast. We got a new No Fluff podcast should have been introduced tonight. It might be a recording that you guys have already heard, but the new session should be up tonight. Those of you that support us and what we're doing and have been doing, you know, through the podcast, through the training club, through, you know, leaving reviews for us on Amazon when you purchase our training systems and on our webinars and on our blog at MLMhelp.com. You're my fuel, and you literally are, and I appreciate it. I just needed to tell you that. Just to end tonight, one final thought for all you people that know that you're going to have to share your product for the rest of your life. That's what you're going to be doing, you know. And it's like, well, do I need to look at this more from a business standpoint? Because I'm not, you know, very business savvy. Listen, you do. You can. Where will you be in 5 years if you continue doing what you're doing today? Where will you be? Look at the past 5 years. What's changed? And somebody said, well, Dale, what's changed for me is this service that I'm involved with has helped me, you know, it's helped me repair my credit. It's helped me, you know, I had a legal issue and it provided me an attorney. This skincare product, people tell me I'm looking 15 years younger. It's just phenomenal. My skin feels whatever. I don't know what your passion is. I don't know what it is. And some of you think, well, Dale, you know, people tell me, Dale, I thought you were all about residual income and building leaders. I got some of those comments about this as well. And I am. That's the only reason I'm here. But guys, I promise you, as you build out your teams, you're going to have people whose lives will never be the same. And many of those people, some of those people are going to want to go and commit to 30 second spots on local TV and as leaders. That should never happen. So that's the leadership message. Never happen. Under any circumstances. But those of you that you're here, you say, well, Dale, I just found it tonight. I saw the webinar promotion somewhere and I clicked over and I'm here. What should I do now? You know, you can go back and watch the replay if that will help you. If you're on here tonight, you'll get a link probably tomorrow or, you know, they usually get it up within 2 or 3 hours. Well, you can watch this whole thing over again if you want, if that'll help you. I don't know what company you're with. I don't know, you know, who you're, I don't know anything about, you know, where you might be and how you found us tonight. And all I wanted to do was say, look, you're valuable. You can do it. You can learn it. You don't have to have certain skills, every skill set and mindset that you need to build a team can be developed. The path is here. Go down it. It's not easy. You know, it's not, you can't throw money at it and expect because you put it out there, they will come. Not going to happen. Don't do that. Don't let your people do it. Guys, I know, again, I appreciate you being with me tonight. I hope this was, you find this information valuable. We'll be back next Thursday night for another No Fluff Network Marketing Leadership Development Podcast. Again, MLM Success Webinar. That's singular.com to get on the notification list. You guys have an awesome, awesome weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Good night.
If you haven't gone over to iTunes yet and rated and left this podcast a review, what are you waiting for? At Calvert Marketing Group, we want to spend our time on the projects that we know are providing the most value for our clients and customers. You leaving us a review and feedback on iTunes is something that helps us more than you realize. And more importantly, it helps others like you find us. So if you've not taken the time to rate this podcast, please go over to iTunes and do that for us now. It will only take a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we will be back next week with another inspiring success story, Wisdom of the Ages training, or answers to your questions.